What a big gem, Mike. Actually, Nigeria will not be presenting boxers in the upcoming Olympics game. And that is because Nigeria was not able to let it boxers go for the trials in our backyard, Senegal, West Africa. Yeah, just West Africa. Mike, it's so painful that the very sport that is the strong point of Nigeria, as far as sports is concerned, will not be able to present boxers in the upcoming Olympics just because Nigeria could not afford its boxers. Going to Senegal to partake in the trials that would have qualified them for the Olympic Games, it's a big shame, man. If this was to be football, whether the Super Eagles, Flying Eagles, Wafu, CAF, Nigeria will always have money. Unfortunately, man, as I'm talking to you, Nigeria did not qualify for the male and female football events in the upcoming Olympics. Chan, we did not qualify. Wafu, no way. Dead. In fact, Rivers United, our own team here, was knocked out. So you see, Mike, when it comes to football, take a look at the expenses that will be made concerning football. But unfortunately, after keeping the boxers in camp in Lagos at the National Stadium, preparing for this same Olympic trials in Senegal, after weeks of keeping those boxers in camp, Nigeria told them to decamp and go home. The sports ministry told our Nigerian boxers to go back home, that there was not money for them to go to the Olympic trials in Senegal.
Do you think that if these boxers had been to Senegal, that they would have booked places, or that they would have booked their tickets for the Tokyo Olympic Games?
Very well, Mike. Of course, if Nigeria had presented its boxers in the trials in Senegal, we would have sure had our place in the Olympics game. There is no Olympics that Nigeria has not presented boxers. And as far as boxing is concerned in Africa, there is no country greater than Nigeria. I've said it before, I'm going to say it again. Nigeria has won the highest title in boxing as far as Africa is concerned.
Can you recall the good old days, the medals Nigeria won at Olympic Games and some other international boxing events?
Boxing is the proof that it is the strong point in Nigerian sport. As early as 1964 Olympics, a Nigerian called Noji Mayegun, is 80 years old right now, gave Nigeria her first Olympic medal, and he won a bronze medal in the 71 kg class, the light middleweight class. Noji Mayegun gave Nigeria his first Olympic medal. Subsequently, boxers like Duncan Dokeware from River State, Samuel Okon Peters, who won ahead to become a WBC heavyweight champion of the world. Talk about Richard Mayekun, David Nzorite, and a whole lot of them have gone to the Olympics team successfully and brought medals to Nigeria. We've won silver, we've won bronze, we've gone ahead to be the WBC heavyweight champion of the world. And it's not only about Samuel Okon Peters. People like Henry Akinwade, people like Duncan Dokeware Akinwade, presently Anthony Joshua, who has a Nigerian blood running in veins. Herbie Hyde is a Nigerian who changed his name to Herbie Hyde when he went abroad. All these are world champions, okay? So Nigeria would have actually won a medal. Right now, one Nigerian who has done Nigeria so proud in the Olympics game is presently doing well and will also become a future champion. His name, Efe Ajagba. So you see, Mike, if Nigeria had presented boxers in this Olympics game, there is no way we wouldn't have won a medal. There would no way we wouldn't have made our mark in the Olympics.
Going forward, there are other international events scheduled for this year and next year. What will be your advice to the authorities, the ministry, and those in charge of boxing?
As I'm talking to you, Mike, I don't think that Nigeria will participate right now in sports in any international event. Let me tell you that this Honorable Minister for Sports, Sunday Dare, has dissolved all the 31 sporting associations in Nigeria. As I'm talking to you, plenty of these sporting associations have written to their bodies overseas and they've banned Nigeria from participating in any sport. So for right now, as I'm talking to you, the future of sports in Nigeria looks very gloomy. Right now, nothing is happening in sport. Judo just stopped Nigeria from participating in any international sporting event. And I'm sure boxing will follow suit and all the other 31 sporting associations will follow suit because of the action of Honorable Minister for Sports banning the 31 sporting associations for Nigeria.
I thought that the caretaker committee set up by the minister or the ministry will give the associations or the federations the leeway to participate in major events.
There is no need dissolving them and setting up a caretaker association. Their expiration date is supposed to be June, sometime in June. We are in May. Why the hurry to dissolve them? These people are not happy who are members of the association. It's not just setting up caretaker bodies. We have people who are president, secretary, and the rest. Some of these new people that we are putting into the caretaker associations are not people who are holding the former position. I had thought that even if he wanted to dissolve this association, he would still retain the president, the secretary, and probably there would have been election for other members of the body. But most of these associations have entirely new people. Take, for example, example, in boxing, the boxing president, the president of the boxing federation in Nigeria is a different person from the person that is now heading the caretaker committee. And all these people are angry. They've written as I talk to you now. A lot of them have written to their international bodies. And it's going to be a very bad thing for Nigeria if they begin to ban us. That means nothing will take place as it concerns sports in Nigeria.
Well, I pray we are not banned from taking part in the Olympic Games and other international events.